It's time now for coverage of high school basketball here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Welcome in. Here in Cypher 1A Division I Girls State Basketball, the second quarterfinal of the day. The first one went the way of the Centralia Panthers, winning 50-27 against St. John Hudson earlier today. Now it's time for the Troy Trojans from the Northeast Kansas League to do battle against Central Plains from the Central Plains League. Welcome into the broadcast, everybody. Jake Spaulding alongside my partner, Chris Boswell. Jake and Boz in Dodge City. Boz is our home away from home, and we've got a big-time matchup here against a perennial state power in Central Plains, taking on the Troy Trojans, a team finding themselves in the second state tournament in school history.
Yeah, this is going to be a big-time matchup. Central Plains has the storied tradition, 8 straight state titles several years ago. They've missed last year coming to the state tournament. This is only Troy's second trip, so you kind of wonder, is Troy going to have a little deer in the headlights look going against this experience from the Central Plains Oilers?
But I'll tell you what, the Troy Trojans do have on. That's the leading scorer in all classes on the girls' side of things, Harper Wetstein, the junior guard, averaging 27 points per game. The Troy Trojans have been relying on her all season, and they've been relying on their defense all season. I had a chance to talk with head coach Derek Jasper of the Troy Trojans. You'll hear from him here in just a moment in our pregame timeout. It's 1A Division I Girls State Basketball here on your local sports authority. You're listening to the Giant Communications JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Attention Sepetha residents, Rainbow Communications is expanding its fiber broadband network to your community. Construction is officially set to begin in 2026 on a $4.5 million project that will install nearly 63 miles of state-of-the-art fiber optic cabling. This expansion will bring extremely fast internet speeds up to 2 gigabits per second to over 2,300 homes. This project is part of Rainbow Communications' commitment to fostering economic growth and innovation in Sepetha. Learn more by contacting Rainbow Communications or visit fiber.rainbowtel.com.
DC Drug is your locally owned independent pharmacy and drugstore located in Troy and serving Doniphan County and surrounding area. Pharmacist Doug Heenick and staff are available from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. each weekday with friendly service. On Facebook and on Main Street in Troy, DC Drug is proud to be your local pharmacy.
Napa Auto Parts in Troy is now owned by Matt Cluck and proud to support Doniphan County. They have added lots of new inventory and currently have their annual filter sale going on through this Saturday. Come see all that's new at Napa Auto Parts in Troy. Good luck to the local teams at state.
Grain Belt Insurance in Troy is an independent agency providing auto, home, business, as well as farm and crop insurance. At Grain Belt, they pride themselves on attention to detail, personalized service, and finding the best value for their customers. Give them an opportunity, and you'll see why so many are making the switch to Grain Belt Insurance. Located at 117 South Main Street in Troy, call 785-985-2131 or find out more online at grainbeltinsurance.com.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Jake Spaulding with you as we're talking with head coach Derek Jasper of the Troy Lady Trojans, getting ready to take on Central Plains here in this quarterfinal matchup of the 1A Division I State Basketball Tournament. Coach, first time in over 20 years, second time in school history. What's it been like for your girls getting yourselves out here to the state tournament?
Well, I think, you know, our parents and community have given them a lot of attention, and I hope they can forget all that and lock into a ball game. You know, it's a different feeling for us because we don't do this very often. The team we're playing is here all the time. So hopefully that we don't come out deer in the headlights with a little nerves early on. I think we'll be fine.
You guys obviously are going to have the best player on the floor in Harper Wetstein. She leads the state in scoring. Just tell me what you guys are going to do to try and not only get her shots but keep her going.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they do defensively. She's going to have to get some shots no matter what they do, even if they junk her. We got to find ways to get her some opportunities, and some other people are definitely going to step up and make some shots in this game. But hopefully our defense will play well, and sometimes we go on those scoring droughts. It can keep us in a ball game.
Defense is what's brought you to this point. You told me that last Saturday. What's it going to take for you guys to get that big win here today and move on to the semifinals?
Oh, just play like, you know, don't have the nerves bother us. Play like, you know, play like we're playing with the house money. Put all the cards on the table, let the chips fall where they may, and that if we play aggressively and not scared, I think we'll have a good chance.
All right, Coach, good luck to you today.
Thanks for being here.
All right, Head Coach Derek Jasper of the Troy Trojans. After this timeout, we've got starters and tip-off coming up next here on 103.9 KNZA.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Trust your local Shelter Insurance agents. For a free insurance review, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is Kyle Edwards from Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Back here at United Wireless Arena, it's time for Troy and Central Plains. Jacob Oz with you, Seth in studio. And we've got a great matchup here in this 1A Division I girls quarterfinal round. Beginning round, if you will, here for the state basketball tournament. We're glad that you're with us, listening into the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile. Boz, this is a matchup. We talked about it at the top of the broadcast. A Troy team, their second trip in school history. First time since 2002. A Central Plains team that had made it in 12 of the 14 years since they consolidated with Claflin. And this is a team coming off of a season ago where they didn't make the state tournament. So you got a hungry Oiler team and you got a Troy Trojan team looking to not only play spoiler, but continue on this historic run they're on this year.
Yeah, I really like the matchup between Troy and Central Plains. And here's why. Neither team has a dominant post. The Oilers from Central Plains, they like to get out and run. They've got a lot of guards that can flat shoot the ball everywhere on the perimeter. You're going to have shooters. So defensively for Troy, they run a lot of 1-2-2 zone. They do a nice job of covering the perimeter, but they're going to a real focus for them. They have to run girls off the 3-point line. Don't let them get their feet set. Don't let them eye up a three. Make them shoot off the dribble. Really for Central Plains, there's one girl that can shoot off the dribble for the most part, Marilyn Sokin. She averages 18.3 points per game, around 30% from three. She kind of has it all as far as a good shooting game. She's a high energy player, loves to shoot off the dribble. I saw her when I was watching film do some step back threes. So she's a girl that can flat out shoot the ball, but they've got three others on the court that are going to be a problem. Now for Troy, obviously Harper Wettstein, one of the best scorers in the state. She's going to have to do a really good job of getting shots, finding ways to get points for her team, but really I think it boils down to those other players for Troy. Who's going to step up? Gracie Grable, Allie Franken, Nicole Judd, Emerson Weber. Those girls are going to have big nights for them to win. All right, this is not only a great opportunity for this team offensively, but defensively. That's what's got them to this point. Coach Jasper talked about it. It's the defensive prowess for this team from Troy because they do a great job giving up just 32 points per game. They're ranked sixth in 1A Division I. They are the 3 seed, taking on the 6 seed Central Plains, ranked fifth. So the 5-6 matchup in the final KBCA rankings of the season. It's the 3-6 matchup here. Troy, a big-time win against Rock Hills in their sub-state championship game, 43-31. Central Plains got here by beating Rawlins County, 58-48. The big difference in this game, I think, Boz, is going to be the fact that not only does Troy like to turn their teams over, Central Plains does as well. Troy, they turn their opponents over very, very at a high clip by a rate of 16 turnovers per game. Well, Central Plains, they turn their opponents over 22 times a game. So which team can control the pressure on the opponent's defensive side?
Yeah, that's going to be a big factor in this game. You got both teams that like to pressure, like to get up and down the court. I think it's going to be – it might boil down to who can handle the ball, who can limit their turnovers, who can take care of the ball and execute within their offense. That's going to be a big part of this game.
And I got to give a shout-out, too, to the Troy Faithful Bond.
I love it.
We got just gifted to us 2 state T-shirts that we are now donning here on the sideline. And I know that we talked to a Centralia fan earlier that said, I can't wear orange on the side. They won't let me. I'm curious to see if someone's going to come over and tell us not to wear this blue right now. But big thanks, big ups to Coach Jasper and his crew and the Troy community that gave us these awesome state championship T-shirts that we're going to be sporting throughout this broadcast. Well, let's go ahead and give you the starting lineups here before we get our final pregame timeout and get the tip-off ready to rock and roll. For the Trojans in their home white uniforms trimmed with the letters and numerals in blue, trimmed in black, it'll be Harper Wettstein, the superstar guard for the Trojans, 5'8", junior, averaging 27 points per game, 6 rebounds, and shoots at a 54% clip from the field. She's also made 39 three-pointers on the season, leading the entire state in points per game at 27 points. Allie Franken down low. She's the big post presence for the Trojans in this ball game and this season as a whole. Big time game for her in the sub-state championship game, 7 points, 8 boards. Allison Grable, 5'6" juniors, averaging 6 points, 5 rebounds a game. Emerson Weber can hit it from the outside, a 5'7" senior, 2 points, 5 rebounds per game. And then I think the catalyst of these five, Gracie Grable, 8 points, 4 rebounds a game. I'm curious to see how she's feeling after a really bad ankle sprain in that sub-state championship game. For Central Plains, it'll be Grace Lamach, a 5'6" senior, averaging 4 points, 4 rebounds per contest. Izzy Hurley, a 5'5" junior, 3 points per game. Maggie Strauss, a 5'10" forward for Central Plains, 6 points, 6 boards per game. Avon Simison, a 5'7" freshman, 12 points, 4 boards per game. And then Bond's already talked to us about Mary Sokin, a 5'7" senior, 18 points per game. They are coached by legendary head coach Pat Stiles, and Troy, coached by Derek Jasper. He's a legend in Northeast Kansas, is he not?
Yes, absolutely he is.
And the Central Plains will be in their black uniforms with the green numerals and letters trimmed in white. Our final pregame timeout, tip-off's next. It's Troy, Central Plains, here on your local sports authority, here on 103.9 FM, KNZA, Hiawatha.
John's Supermarket is Troy's oldest food store and is a proud supporter of the Troy community and student athletes. For all your grocery needs and fresh cut meat, stop by John's Supermarket, open 7 days a week in Troy. Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar is open 7 days a week in Highland, offering daily lunch specials and happy hour. Kirkwood also hosts small groups and parties and can cater. The perfect place for great food and drinks together with family and friends. Kirkwood & Co. Sports Bar in Highland.
Highland Hardware, for all your supplies you'll need for household projects, repairs and maintenance, tools, workwear, and more. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, stop in today. Get helpful advice and all the supplies you need at Highland Hardware on Main Street in Highland.
The team at Harmon Rohde Funeral Homes is always on your side. They recommend having a good game plan and are happy to discuss pre-arrangement services. Harmon Rohde Funeral Home in Troy and Wathena, a tradition in quality service.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Back here, United Wireless Arena. Jake and Boz with you. We got Seth back in the studio. The Troy Pep section and the student section right behind us. There are fans right across from us. And Boz, we're ready to tip this thing up here in just a few moments. It's Troy. Central Plains winner gets Centralia in the semifinal round on Friday at 2 o'clock. How do the Trojans get this win here tonight?
Well, they're going to need to get Harper Wettstein going. Obviously, she's the one that puts up all the points. Not all the points, but 27 points a game. We watched them in the sub-state final last week, and the team threw a box and one defense at her. It made it a little bit tough for her to get shots. So they're going to have to find ways to get her shots. Defensively, I think you've got to make sure you run girls shooters from Central Plains off the three-point line. You can't let them get their feet set, get good looks at the basket. I think the 1-2-2 zone that Troy plays could cause some problems there. So Troy is just going to have to come out and play with a ton of energy, limit their turnovers, and execute on offense.
Big-time opportunity here for the Trojans in your lineups again. Wettstein, Grable, Franken, Grable, Weber for the Trojans, Lamach, Simison, Strauss, Hurley, and Sokin. For Central Plains, your lineup is presented today by Atchison Auto Parts, your Napa Auto Parts dealer. It'll be Weber in the middle, Franken in the middle, jumping it up against Strauss. Ball's in the air, and here's the tip, won by Central Plains. The Oilers will move right to left across your radio dial. It's Sokin to the right wing. It goes to Lamach. That 1-2-1, 1-2-2 defense that Boz alluded to at the top of the key here for Centralia. Corner three on the way from Central Plains is through. That's Avon Simonson. She's had 40, now 41 threes on the season made.
See, against that 1-2-2 zone, that's going to cause a little bit of a problem. Troy's wing player defends the wing when the ball goes to the baseline. That wing defender's trying to chase to the baseline. That's going to be tough.
Troy, seeing the defense here, it's a box and one here by Central Plains early on, is drawing the tough assignment. Izzy Hurley on Harper Wettstein. Gracie Grable to the left corner. It goes. Here's Harper with the left-handed dribble. Pink shoes, right dribble. Now down low it goes. Franken, Alley at the left block. Out to Wettstein on the left wing. Harper skips it near side. Weber now top of the key. Gracie Grable to the right wing. Weber entry pass to Franken. Back out to Emerson on the right. Emerson finds Wettstein here. Under 7 minutes to go. Quarter number one. Central Plains with a 3-0 lead. Here's Wettstein trying to drive baseline. Cut off there by Hurley. Now skip past Grable. Gracie now in the corner to Allison, who tries to find Franken, but it's a turnover. Number one here on Troy.
You know, the first several possessions, if you're Troy, you're trying to figure out the box and one. You want to see what defense they're throwing at you. Then you got to settle into that offense and execute.
Full court pressure being applied here by Troy. Ball in the backcourt. With a right-handed dribble, Lamach tries to get it across the timeline, as she does, up to Simonson. And then maybe a travel, but a deflection no matter what. And a turnover here by Central Plains. Allison Grable off to Gracie. Up the court, deflected out of bounds. It'll be Troy basketball, but they stopped the transition opportunity to the Oilers.
And I think that's going to be a big key, too, is if Troy is able to get out and transition. That's when Harper Wettstein really has her best success in the open court.
Simonson with the only triple in this game. It's 3-0 Central Plains, 6:26 to go in the first. Entry pass to Gracie Grable on the right wing. Left-handed dribble has her pocket pick. This is Sokin. Maryland with a right-handed layup. It's good. She averages 18 a game, 4 steals per game, and there's one right there. It's quickly 5-0 Central Plains, 6:10 to go in the first.
Wetstein across the timeline, right wing to Gracie Grable. Now in the corner, Allison Grable. Now Weber, entry pass to Franken. Allie, one dribble back out to Emerson. Skips it to the left wing and Gracie. Now Wetstein, top of the key. See, when Harper gets these touches, she's got the ball right now. She's got to figure out a way to create some stuff on her own. Gets it off to Emerson. Weber, who hits a right wing three to get the scoring started for the Trojans. Oilers across the timeline now, and you hear the Troy student section behind us coming to their feet. 5-3 Central Plains, 5:34 to go here in the first quarter. Skipped into the corner. Dimension, her pass deflected. Now down low, a step through, layup is good. That's Maggie Strauss. So three different Oilers have scored. Their lead is 7-3 with 5:20 to go in the first.
Right, and that's one thing that is tough with Central Plains. They've got so many girls that average 4 to 6 points. Obviously, Marilyn Sokin with 18 and Avon Simpson with 12, but they've got four more girls that average 4 to 6 points per game.
Weber in the right corner it goes. Grable, that's Allison, drives baseline. Her shot partially blocked. Fight for the rebound, and it's ripped away by Allison Grable. Bodies hit the deck, still loose, and a tie-up. Possession will stay with Troy. Great hustle by Allison Grable, the 5'6 junior.
Yeah, Allison Grable, she made a nice post move. Went to her right shoulder, and when she went to shoot, put it back in her right hand, got it blocked, but she stayed with it. Great hustle, diving on the floor after that loose ball.
Addison Green, a 5'4" sophomore, comes in for Central Plains. They will go about 8 deep on their bench. Troy, on the other hand, 6, maybe 7. Here's Emerson Weber, left wing 3. That one's short, rebound tapped out and collected by Lamach. 7-3, Central Plains to the lead and the basketball. 4:45 to go in the first quarter. 1-2-2 zone defense still here by the Trojans. Entry pass down low. Back cut. Nice cut there by Simpson, and she gets the lay-in. Largest lead of the game now is 6 for the Oilers. It's 9-3.
Yeah, and it's tough for Troy right now. They're in that 1-2-2 zone, but Central Plains doing a really nice job of moving the ball side to side and then kicking back door.
Franken, corner 3 is short. Rebound by the Oilers, and right now Troy not really attacking the rack, and Harper Wetstein, maybe more importantly, has not put a shot up yet. Here's Sokin driving on Wetstein, who gets a steal. Second turnover on Central Plains. Here comes Harper across the timeline. Right lane line drive. That shot, no, but she's fouled as she turns around and says, let's go.
I think that's where Harper Wetstein is going to be dangerous in this game. It's tough for her to find shots in the half court. If she can get out in transition and create some things on her own, that'll be really beneficial for her.
82% foul shooter on the season. First foul of the ball game against Maggie Strauss. First one spins home for Wetstein. Boss, she has attempted now 132 free throws on the season, making 108. Second toss is true. Wetstein with two free throws gets the Trojans back within 4 with 4 minutes to go, quarter number 1. Full court pressure being applied. Here's a deflection and a steal by Wetstein. Third turnover on Central Plains. Here's Harper, left lane line, off the window. It's good. Defense turning into offense here for the Trojans. They're within 2 with 3:42 to go in the first quarter.
Boy, Harper, she's sneaky. She's 5'8". She's got a long wingspan. It surprises her opponents sometimes. They think they can throw over the top, but Harper's able to get a lot of steals and deflections.
Nearly backcourt there by Central Plains. Nevertheless, ball on the deck, and a foul will be called here on Central Plains. Turnover on the Oilers, their 4th, and Coach Stiles all the way at half court not agreeing with that one. That'll be the 2nd team foul, first on Avon Steamson for the Oilers. Troy in the front court now, down by 2 with the basketball. 3:15 to go in the first frame. Gracie Grable on the right wing, dribble handoff with Harper Wetstein. Harper maybe looking to square up herself for a 3, gives it off to Emerson Weber, though. She'll fire the 3 and connect, her 2nd of the game, and the Trojans now lead 10-9.
That's going to be a huge thing in this game. There's so much focus placed on Harper Wetstein that her teammates are going to be open for those looks. It just goes down to who can knock them down.
Turnover on Central Plains. Wetstein in the front court. Nice dish to Weber on the right block. Kicks it out. Allison Grable now to Franken. She'll fire a left wing 3 off the back rim. No. And rebound for Central Plains. Five turnovers on the Oilers, though, and it's a 7-0 run right now for the Trojans.
I like what I'm seeing for Troy, though. There's no deer in the headlights look. They seem really comfortable out there right now.
Skip it to the near corner, in the corner with Addison Green. Now top of the key to Lamach Grace, a 5'6 senior. To Lamach, high post now. It goes to Strauss. Corner three on the way by Simpson is good. Her second of the quarter. She's got eight, and it's 12-10 Central Plains with 2:10 to go.
Both threes that Simpson has made, the ball's gone into the high post and an immediate kick to the backside. It's really tough on that zone to recover when the ball goes to the high post. You collapse and then go to the backside.
Foul called here on Central Plains as Allison Grable was posting up Maggie Strauss. Give you a little bit of perspective. Grable is 5'6". Strauss is 5'10". Speaking of maybe mismatches, how about Nicole Judd? Her first action of the game, replacing Gracie Grable. Judd, two big threes in that sub-state championship game on Friday. The 5'3 junior checks in, averaging 4 points per contest. West side to trigger it in for the Trojans, down by two. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Here's a ball deflected, out of bounds. It'll stay Troy basketball. Reset your lineups here. Emerson Weber, Allison Grable, Allie Franken, Nicole Judd, and Harper Wettstein for the Trojans. Lineup reset throughout the contest presented by Sabetha Auto Parts, your Napa Auto Parts dealer. Top of the key, Emerson Weber. Now Wettstein, Harper, her first field goal attempt on the game is short on a three. Rebound, though, Allison Grable gets it off to Wettstein. Harper, backside Judd. She'll fire from 10. That's in and out. Rebound ripped down by Strauss for the Oilers.
Well, Troy's getting good looks at the basket, really good looks.
Shokin into the front court, guarded by Wettstein. Gets it off the top of the key. Addison Green will reset offense here with 80 seconds to go in the first frame. Top of the key. Shokin drives. Free throw line jumper is an air ball. It'll be Troy basketball. 1:14 to go in the first frame. And back into the game, Izzy Hurley for Central Plains. 1:14 to go in the quarter. Seth in studio, Jake and Boz here courtside, United Wireless Arena, 1A Division I state basketball. Coach Jasper gives out the signal to Harper Wettstein, who crosses the timeline and kicks left to Nicole Judd. Now Franken out to Nicole Judd. She'll fire a three. That's off the mark. Rebound, fought four out of bounds. It'll go to Central Plains.
Well, I love it. Ashley Judd comes into the ball game. She's taking two shots. Nicole Judd. Ashley Judd. Actress, I guess. not here, obviously. Nicole Judd comes into the game, doesn't hesitate, fires up two shots. I love the confidence.
Into the front court, Central Plains, and a foul here on Emerson Weber. It'll be her first, team's first as well. That's one thing that Troy has to do a really good job of in this ball game, Boz, is not getting into foul trouble.
Yeah, they don't go very deep on the bench, just typically six players on this rotation, so foul trouble is a big problem for them.
Right wing, now back to Soakin on the left, high post flash to Griffin, corner three on the way, maybe deflected, and a rebound by Franken and a foul on Central Plains. Give credit there, Emerson Weber with a closeout. Boz got that deflection and a foul on the Oilers.
Yeah, with Mary Griffin, as many shooters as Central Plains has, Troy has to be really good at closing out quickly on the perimeter and causing just them to think about it a little bit.
25 seconds to go in the frame. It's 12-10 Central Plains. Here's Harper Wettstein to the rack. Shot missed. Rebound fought for and coming away with it momentarily with Central Plains. Now Weber's got it for the Trojans. Off to Wettstein. 13 seconds to go in the frame. Franken, middle of the lane, skips it in the corner to Judd. Back to Weber on the right wing. 6 seconds to go. Now Judd and a 3-second violation on Allie Franken will be a turnover on Troy with 5 seconds to go in the quarter. 12-10 Central Plains with the basketball. They'll trigger it in here. Soakin has it in the backcourt. Going against Wettstein and Judd. Up the court it goes. Three on the way of the buzzer is no good. And we've reached the end of the first quarter. Central Plains with a 12-10 lead over Troy. We had a second quarter action. Here on the MSU Sports Radio Network, you are listening into Giant JBN Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on 103.9 KNZA.
Now's the time to buy a gun and security safe from Grant's Repair just west of Wathena. Stop in and check out their showroom offering more than 35 different safes to view. Safes from Liberty, Browning, Champion, Superior, and Fort Knox. with many sizes, colors, and accessories to choose from. Grants Repair is currently offering bundle up savings with discounted prices, plus you get a hoodie, insulated tumbler, and dehumidifier with every safe purchase. Hurry in for the best selection and great local service. Grants Repair, Gun and Security Safes, just west of Wathena on Highway 36. Online at GrantsRepair.net.
Two Timbers offers 24-hour nursing care, wonderful home-cooked meals in a beautiful, home-like setting. Stop in for a visit today and see what they have to offer. Call 442-4444. Two Timbers, 101 East Virginia in Highland, just like Grandma's house on a Sunday afternoon.
State Farm Insurance Agent Jessica Studer, providing insurance and financial services. 205 St. Joseph Street in Wathena. Stop by for a visit or log on to jessicastuder.com.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Here's Stokin with a baseline drive. Up and under, move is good for Stokin. She's got four for the Central Plains Oilers, who now lead 14-10. Second quarter action underway. Jake and Boz with you. Kurt Kilman back in the studios here on 103.9 KNZA. We'll get you a reset of the lineups here in just a second. Troy with the basketball. Emerson Weber, top of the key, dribbles in. Her shot blocked. Ball kicked around and picked up by Allison Grable. Off to Nicole Judd. Judd to the right wing is Allie Franken. She'll fire a corner three. That looked good, but just short. Rebound ripped down again by the Trojans and Nicole Judd.
Allison Grable's doing a really good job inside, keeping some of these balls alive, just really hustling on the offensive glass.
Judd, a right wing three. That's too strong. Rebound tapped around. Out of bounds. It'll stay with the Trojan. Right on cue, Boz. That was Allison Grable fighting for that rebound.
You know, a lot of times players will turn and they'll watch the ball go to the rim instead of attacking the basket, getting themselves in position to get a rebound. That time Allison Grable, when the shot went up, she was crashing the glass, able to keep that ball alive.
Back into the game for the Trojans, Gracie Grable. Here's an entry to Allison Grable. Shot too strong. So it's Allison, Gracie Grable, Allie Franken, Nicole Judd, and Harper Wettstein. Reset of your lineups today presented by Sabetha Auto Parts, your Napa Auto Parts dealer. Into the corner. Here's Stokin. Head fakes on a three. Top of the key. Now three on the way by Lamach, and that's too strong. Rebound tapped around, and coming up with it, Stokin. Let's two defenders go by. Misses the bunny. Rebound put back up and through, but a foul on the floor as Strauss got the rebound. And it'll be underneath the basket for the Oilers after the Troy personal foul. Troy foul on Allie Franken. That's just her first. Back into the game. Emerson Weber for the Trojans replacing Allison Grable. So Oilers with the basketball in the front court here. Up 14-10 with 6:25 to go in the first half. That's nearly a travel. Top of the key there by Strauss. There it is. Six turnover on Central Plains. Surely they didn't hear us talking about that.
I would say probably not, but maybe, I don't know.
What's Troy got to do right here, Boz, to get more rhythm? They went on a 7-0 run to tie the game, or to take the lead at 10-9. Since then, it's been a Central Plains lead.
Well, here's the thing. They got to make shots. They've gotten some really good looks. Nicole Judd's had a couple looks at it. Grable had one. Weber's had one. They've just gone cold a little bit offensively, and it's hard against this box and one defense because they're trying to find some shots for Harper Wettstein, but Central Plains doing a really good job bottling her up.
Wettstein, nice find to Cole Judd underneath the basket. Layup missed. Franken's there for the offensive rebound and putback. Nicole Judd kept that alive. 5'3", Boz, and Allie Franken, we talked so highly of her from last Friday's game as that she had an amazing game rebounding the basketball. Just so right there.
Yeah, Allie Franken was a difference maker last Friday with her effort and energy, keeping possessions alive with offensive rebounds. She did it right there again.
Oilers with the basketball and a two-point lead with 5:21 to go in this first half. Left wing right in front of us. It's Izzy Hurley. Skips it right wing now to Sinokin, and she traveled with it. Seventh turnover on the Oilers. And you can tell that the 5'7 senior Sinokin for Central Plains, she's a good ball player.
Yeah, Sinokin is good. She's one of the few that I can see on this court for Central Plains that will attack off the dribble. A lot of them like to spot shoot. They want to get their feet set behind the arc. Most of the time, Maggie's not afraid to do that. She's going to get to the rim.
Letstein across the timeline now on the left wing, looking for Franken down low. Can't get it to her. Now Gracie Grable will dribble it to the right. Ball tipped away by Soken. Out of bounds. It'll stay. Troy basketball. 5 minutes even to go in the opening half. It's 14-12. Legendary coach Pat Stiles is Oilers up by two. Letstein to trigger it in. Gets it into Gracie Grable between the rings. Troy moving left to right across your radio dial. Now in the left corner, it's Letstein. Top of the key now, Gracie Grable. Head fakes on a three. Two dribbles and resets to Letstein. Harper, right-handed dribble. Looking to go right lane line. Step back three from the right wing. Looks good, but it's short. Rebound ripped down by Seamson for the Oilers. When sometimes when you're an offensive player and you're going against the box and one, when you get those opportunities and touches, you feel like you have to score at that point. You can see Harper a little bit quick on her release right now, trying to hurry her shot a little bit. Top of the key right now is Soken for Central Plains. The Troy faithful come to their feet and join the students right now with a defensive chant. 4:20 to go in the half. Plains leads it 14-12. Three on the way by LaMotte. No good. Rebound underneath the basket. Here's Soken driving left lane. Line shot missed. Rebound ripped down by Weber. Here come the Trojans. Harper trying to push the tempo here. It's 1-on-4. Goes baseline. Falls down and a turnover. Ball deflected out of bounds. It'll stay Central Plains basketball. Yeah, Harper a little bit frustrated that time. She tried to get out in transition but didn't have an advantage as far as numbers. Got herself in a little bit of trouble on the baseline and thought maybe she was pushed a little bit, but no call. One thing we've learned from Game 1 and here in Game 2, these officials definitely letting the kids play here at the state tournament, which I guarantee you both coaches, they're okay with that.
That's just fine. Yep, keep it consistent. That's all you ask for.
Under 4 minutes to go here in the half. 14-12, Central Plains. They've led by as many as six in this game. Troy's largest lead was one at 10-9. Soken on the left wing, dribbles into the lane, kicks it into the corner. LaMotte head fakes on a three. Here's a steal by Letstein. Eight turnover on Central Plains. Harper now into the middle of the lane. Looking for some help. Turnaround Jay from 8 feet. That short rebound ripped down by Central Plains. And Coach Stiles says slow things down.
Yeah, Harper just not able to get that bucket. She is very, very good in transition, but she's finding herself not having an advantage as far as numbers. Central Plains getting back. They've got two or three girls back every time.
4 points in the game for Letstein. Here's a three on the way by Central Plains off the back rim. No rebound. Letstein for the Trojans. 3 minutes to go in the opening half, down by two. Harper, she'll step into a straightaway three. Off the back rim, bounces again, and ripped down on the rebound for Central Plains. Coach Stiles takes a timeout. 2:54 to go in the half. Central Plains 14, Troy 12. We're back in a minute here on 103.9 FM, KNZA Hiawatha.
Is your future secure? The Bank of Highland is your community-minded bank that accepts the responsibility of helping neighbors and friends live easier through insecure financial times, providing loans for home, auto, and agriculture, as well as standard checking and savings accounts. You can depend on your friends at the Bank of Highland to help secure your financial future. The Bank of Highland, branch of Bendina State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, making life better right here at home.
For more than 40 years, Taylor Seed Farms has been driving success for farmers with big-time results and small-town values. At Taylor, we back our words with action and excellence. Our corn and soybeans undergo thorough testing in your local environments for years before hitting the market, ensuring our research is serving you best. And we're proudly American-owned and family-run. Visit TaylorSeedFarms.com/radio and explore hybrids and varieties tailored to your farm's needs.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Out of the Central Plains timeout, a near steal by Troy. Still in full court pressure here. Soken's got it for the Oilers. Trying to cross the timeline. Spins on two defenders, and a foul here will be called on Allie Franken. 2:45 to go in the opening half. Central Plains with the advantage. 14-12. They actually call that on Emerson Weber. That's going to be her second. Jake and Boz with you. Kurt back in studio. Oilers with the lead by two with the basketball. Triggering it in is Soken. Gets it right back from Seamson. You love the crowd noise behind us right now. These Troy students are in this game right now.
patience here for Coach Stiles' crew out of the timeout, Biles, against this 1-2-2, but you're seeing Troy's defense shifting just a little bit.
Yeah, I like what they're doing, actually. They're extending a little bit farther than they did early in the game. Harper's now, you know, 25, 30 feet away from the basket, just putting a little more pressure on.
Soken drives right lane line, though, and finds a gap, banks it home. She's got six. And the lead for the Oilers now is up to four with 2:08 to go in the half.
And I was saying that Troy was extending their defense out. That's the problem. That's what you give up. If you spread your zone out too wide, there's driving lanes, and Soken took advantage of it.
Gracie Grable caught, finds Emerson Weber straight away. Weber's got two threes in this contest. Allison out to Gracie. Gracie drives baseline, throws up a shot off the window. No, but she's fouled and will go to the line for two. And that's the second foul against Maggie Strauss for Central Plains. Oh, I beg your pardon. I was on Emery Seamson. 11, not 13, just her first. Gracie to the line for two free throws, where she's a 44% foul shooter on the season. Misses the first. Judd waiting to check in for the Trojans. She will replace Gracie Grable after Grable makes this free throw. Back in the game, Mary Griffin, a 5'6 freshman for Central Plains. Reset your lineups here after this toss. Free throw on the way is good by Gracie. So it'll be Nicole Judd, Emerson Weber, Allison Grable, Harper Wettstein with Allie Franken on the floor for the Trojans. And it's Soken, joined by Hurley, as well as Seamson, and Griffin. Resetting of your lineups here, presented by Sabetha Auto Parts, your Napa Auto Parts dealer in Sabetha. 1:35 to go, and a travel here on Central Plains. Boz, their ninth turnover of the first half. 1:34 to go in the opening half. Central Plains 16, Troy 13. Wettstein with the left-handed dribble crosses the timeline. Troy's got a little bit here without a basket. It'd be a good time with a minute 25 left. They need to get a bucket. Wettstein in the corner, out to Judd on the right wing. Nicole's fired it a couple times here in this ballgame. Yet to connect on anything. She's a shooter, and shooters need to keep shooting. Here's a left wing. Head fake on a three was Weber, but she slid her foot. Fourth turnover on Troy here in this ballgame. I feel like you got to, even though you're down right now, I feel like Coach Jasper's got to be pleased with the way his team's playing right now.
Yeah, I mean, they're playing good. Shots just aren't falling for them. They're getting got a lot of good looks at the basket. And at some point, it's kind of like another travel, another turnover.
That was a double team right there by Franken and Judd, but continue.
We saw it against the Centralia game. Last game, Centralia, they didn't shoot the ball particularly well in the first half, just couldn't make shots. And then second half, they settled down, went from 25% to about 43% in the second half.
Under a minute to go. Here's Wettstein in the corner. Now top of the key, Nicole Judd. Down by three are the Trojans with the basketball. Into the far left corner. Entry pass down to Wettstein. She's fouled.
I was just getting ready to say, I think one thing that Troy could do right now, Harper Wettstein is running around the perimeter quite a bit. Sometimes against the box and one, if you can work him around the high post area and get some touches, then she's close enough to the rim, she might be able to attack and draw some fouls, get to the free throw line.
Allie Franken in the left corner, 40 seconds to go here in the half. 16-13 lead here for Central Plains. Tie-up does happen. It would be Troy basketball. And Judd trying to find Allison Grable, and it's too strong. An unforced error there by the Trojans, their fifth turnover. And that's two possessions where we've seen Troy just unforced errors right there that have resulted in these turnovers.
Yeah, those are ones you just can't have. You know, you want to make sure you execute, take care of the ball, make good passes. Judd was trying to get it across to Grable and just threw it just a little too high.
Right now you're seeing Central Plains kind of take something, a page out of the book of what we saw from Clifton Clyde last week against Centralia. They're kind of going a real spread out, three out, four out set. Holding for one shot here. 10 seconds to go in the half. Now five, Soken with the basketball. 3 seconds left. 2 seconds, Hurley, high post, out into the corner, shot off at the buzzer, short, and we've reached the end of quarter number two. Central Plains 16, Troy 13, as we head to the halftime break, presented by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Central Plains leading Troy 16-13. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For more than 21 years, MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work.
work, as well as conservation and tile projects. ImCon recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. ImCon has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. ImCon is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact ImCon in Wathena or visit imconunderground.com. For more than 21 years, Pierce Heating and Cooling has been serving Northeast Kansas HVAC needs. Pierce Heating and Cooling, your independent trained comfort specialist, can assist you with residential, commercial, or industrial heating and air repair or replacement. Pierce offers annual service plans and financing options, subject to credit approval. See Pierce Heating and Cooling for complete details. Pierce Heating and Cooling offers free quotes and estimates for all your heating and air needs. Visit piercecool.com or call 785-988-4400 for Pierce Heating and Cooling.
It's hard to stop a train.
When you need a tow, Davies Record Service of Troy is ready and on call, serving Doniphan County for over 50 years as your trusted neighbor for towing, winch, and roadside help. Call 816-390-4312. Alan and Laura Winkle at Davies Record Service are proud community supporters and available when you need them. The Shirt Shack has you covered with many options of Red Hawk shirts, jackets, gift items, and much, much more. Looking for custom screen printing or embroidery? The Shirt Shack does that too. Find The Shirt Shack on Facebook or stop by and check out everything they have to offer at The Shirt Shack in Hiawatha.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSD Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Hey, welcome back to United Wireless Arena. It's halftime here. Highland Community College Halftime Report presented by Highland Community College. Online at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, far from debt. Halftime score here in this 1A Division I girls quarterfinal matchup. Central Plains leading Troy 16-13 at the break. And a second quarter that did not have much scoring. 4 points in the quarter for the Oilers and three in the quarter for the Trojans. It's a three-point lead for Central Plains. We'll get first half statistics, keys to the second half, and more in just a moment. But Bosworth, we're pleased to be joined now by head coach Dusty Thompson of the Centralia Lady Panthers, who got a big 50-27 win earlier in the day. And coach, your girls really came out in that first half. First quarter was kind of nip and tuck, but then you guys really settled in that second quarter on.
Yeah, they did. You know, we talk all the time about we gotta adjust the officials early, and we gotta see what they want to do, and then we've got to be able to, like I said, adjust and do things. And it took us a little longer than I think the girls probably wanted early, but you know, great job in the second quarter of doing that, and like I said, even better job in the third quarter of coming out and really putting them away.
Big time difference in that third frame was honestly Hayden. She played really well in that third frame. Had three easy, you know, run out layups, but her scoring in that second half really was kind of that separator, and she was kind of that catalyst for you guys in that second half.
She was. You know, she's got the speed to get out and run when she gets out, and she finishes well at the other end. But just being able to, like you said, settle in, talk about what we need to do, the adjustments we need to make. I thought we had times we settled for threes in the first half. We probably could have gotten to the basket. And, you know, credit to Reed. She's a big girl in there, and I think it adjusts what you want to do. But, yeah, Hayden did a great job in the third quarter.
Twin Towers played well for you. We call them that. Sava Gibbs, Josie Haberkamp, paddling down low with Reed, the 6'2 senior for St. John. But as you're watching this game right now, you guys play the winner of this contest. How fun would it be to have two NEK teams playing against each other for the Troy and Centralia matchup?
It'd be good. You know, I Derek Jasper's a great coach, Coach Jasperino, and does a great job with the girls. And we've talked, and it would be fun. You know, we didn't get a chance this year with them switching leagues and stuff, so it would be neat to out here to have that opportunity again.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Your girls, tell me a little bit about the strategy towards the end. You know, Bob was making a comment on air, and I'm sure if you go back and listen to the broadcast, it's about 4 or 5 minutes to go, and he was thinking, hey, maybe we should see him back off the press a little bit, or maybe get the girls out and get some rest up. And it wasn't 20 seconds after that. We saw the shift and everything. How important was it for your girls to keep their legs fresh when you knew the game was in hand?
Oh, it is. But, you know, the one thing we've got is I think we played 9 girls at times for a while tonight.
Yeah.
So they got opportunities to get their legs back under them. And we get lackadaisical. The more we sit around and we know it in the defense, and I think the girls enjoy it more. They would rather play at that pace for four quarters versus, you know, getting ahead and even coming out of it. So that,
I think we all could probably benefit from Coach Thompson's summer programs or whatever you guys do for stamina
yeah.
because your girls are in the best shape of any team that I've seen, and your girls are just able to go four quarters, you know, guns a-blazing the entire time.
They are. You know, and part of that comes down to it's not necessarily what I do, but it, like I said, we talked before, it's that depth. When you can go 5-on-5 in practice and girls are banging against each other and doing all those things, you don't have a choice but to work. You know, if you don't show up in a practice, somebody else is, and, you know, they're going to take minutes away from you. You're going to get better, and that's what makes them so good.
No doubt about it. Well, Coach, appreciate you joining us here in the Highland Community College Halftime Show, and good luck to you Friday. We'll be here and bring you guys coverage for people back at home.
Sounds good. We'll see you Friday.
All right. Thanks a lot. Coach Dusty Thompson of Centralia Panthers. Halftime score here is 16-13, Central Plains leading Troy. First half statistics presented by the Optimized Tax Management Group, member firms Holton Tax Service and NEK Tax Service in Whiting. Vaz, just tell me a little bit about what you saw in that first half statistically with the scoring opportunities for both teams. Low scoring first half, big defensive in that first half.
Yeah, there's really not a ton of scoring at all. Avon Seamson from Central Plains, she had eight in the first half. And Marilyn Sokin, she had six. Maggie Strauss had two. That's it. That's it. I mean, there's not a lot of scoring at all for Troy. Harper Wettstein had four. Gracie Grable, one. Allison Franken had two. And Emerson Weber had six. 16-13 half, not a lot of offense going on. But here's the difference. Troy shot the ball. They were four for 20 from the field, 20%. On the flip side of that, Central Plains, 7 of 15, 46, almost 47% from the field. And it's only a three-point game.
Yeah.
If you're Troy, we're fine. I mean, your mindset is, hey, we're in good shape. We just haven't knocked down shots. We've gotten a lot. We just aren't able to make them right now. Again, I feel like things are going to settle down in the second half. They're going to get cleaner looks, be able to knock some of those shots down.
Talk about the ability for Harper Wettstein maybe to get going a little bit, kind of create her own shots here, yeah?
Well, and the other thing, too, is defensively, Troy's doing what they want. They forced 12 first-half turnovers from Central Plains, and Troy only turned the ball over six times. So it's the only thing that's not going well for Troy right now is the look on the scoreboard.
They're just not hitting shots.
Just not hitting shots. I mean, they're only trailing by three, but everything else is going pretty well.
And this is something that can change pretty quickly once you get used to this environment again. I don't think that they came out with that deer in the headlight looks. I think this Troy team is prepared. They're ready to rock and roll. I'm excited for this second half. Again, your halftime score, 16-13. Central Plains leading Troy. Quickly, Boz, keys for the second half for Troy to get this win.
It was a little bit of not confusion, but when you play a box and one, a junk defense, it's hard to figure out how to attack it. So I'm sure Coach Jasper talked about at halftime where you're going to find your opportunities against that box and one. Harper Wettstein, she's got to get going a little bit, but really just other teammates need to step up, make some shots like they did in the first half.
Giant JBN, Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile. We're back at 90 seconds, second half action. Central Plains with a 3-point lead here in the 1A Division I girls quarterfinal matchup here on 103.9 KSEA.
Attention Sepetha residents. Rainbow Communications is expanding its fiber broadband network to your community. Construction is officially set to begin in 2026 on a $4.5 million project that will install nearly 63 miles of state-of-the-art fiber optic cabling. This expansion will bring extremely fast internet speeds up to 2 gigabits per second to over 2,300 homes. This project is part of Rainbow Communications' commitment to fostering economic growth and innovation in Sepetha. Learn more by contacting Rainbow Communications or visit fiber.rainbowtel.com.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible.
Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Troy with the basketball in the near corner. Weber, three on the way. No, rebound by Central Plains. Quickly up the floor. Baseline drive. Layup. It's good. Avon Seamson, she's leading the way now for the Oilers, and she's got 10 in the game, and it's an 18-13 Central Plains lead. Jake and Boss with you, United Wireless Arena. Kurt back at the studios. Nice back cut. Here's Franken. Layup. It's good. Allie Franken, her second basket of the game, and scoring starting a little bit quicker here in the second half, Bob.
Yeah, good find from Harper Westine that time. She was started to attack the rim, but eyes up, was able to find Allie Franken on the backside.
For the Trojans, it's Westine with Allison Grable, Gracie Grable, Allie Franken, Emerson Weber. Resetting your lineups here today, presented by Sabatha Auto Parts, your Napa Auto Parts dealer in Sabatha. Deflection, fight for it in the backcourt right now. Westine gets right back into her defensive set. Count has started here in the backcourt. Trying to cross the timeline and doing so is Avon Seamson, the freshman. 5'7", Bonzer. She's been so good here today.
Yeah, she has. She's taking advantage of opportunities. She's attacking the rim pretty strong.
Nice find to Maggie Strauss from Soken. Has an easy layup go through. It's now 20-15 Oilers.
Prime machine right now, Troy. They're trying to extend that zone and put a little pressure on the guards. When you do that, though, your zone has gaps. And that's what Central Plains is exploiting right now.
Westine drives in the lane. Scoop shot off the window. That's good. Good to see Harper be aggressive right there. Bond to get to the rack quickly.
And that's where she's going to find some success. His dribble drives penetrate into the basket. She's so good at getting to the rim.
3-6 matchups, 4-5 matchups, and State always fun ones. Here's Soken from the free throw line. Jumper missed. Rebound Allie Franken for the Trojans. Gets it off to Westine. Harper across the timeline, under 6 minutes to go here in this third quarter. Gracie Grable into the lane, picks up her dribble, needs help, finds Allison in the corner, back to Gracie on the right wing. Now Allison in the corner again, drives into the lane, kicks it near side, Harper, Westine, right-handed dribble, nice five backside, Allison Grable missed the shot, rebound tapped around, and coming away with it is going to be Seamson for Central Plains. Right wing, now skip it left wing. It's Soken. One dribble, head fakes on a three. Top of the creek, key LaMatch. Now in the corner, three on the way, partially blocked by Weber. Rebound underneath by Strauss. Kicked it out. LaMatch, left wing three. That's good.
A lot of these shooters for Central Plains, if their feet are set, they can really shoot the ball.
5:07 to go in the third. 23-17 Central Plains with the lead. Franken, she'll try to answer with a three. Off the backboard, no. Rebound tapped around. Weber has it for Troy. Franken now needs help. Top of the key, Gracie Grable. To the right wing, Allison. Now out to Westine. Harper, she'll fire a deep three from the right wing. It's good. She claps her hands. Timeout, Coach Jasper. 23-20. Big shot there from Harper. 4:44 to go in the third. We're back in 30 seconds here on 103.9 KMTA.
The new way to stay connected while on the go, Giant Mobile from Giant Communications and JBN Telephone, bringing you reliable, affordable, and locally backed mobile phone service powered by America's most reliable network. As your trusted broadband provider, we've expanded to meet all of your connectivity needs for just $30 per month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Take the next step in simplifying your life with exceptional value. Learn more at giantcomm.net, Giant Communications and JBN Telephone, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955. This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Welcome back to The Road to Glory here on the MSC Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Jacob Boss courtside here at the United Wireless Arena. What's working right now for Troy Boss? It's still a three-point deficit, but I feel like Coach Jasper called a timeout because momentum's on their side.
Yeah, well, they're getting a little bit of energy right now. Obviously, it helps when Harper knocks down a three, but one thing I like is she's got her eyes up, and they're able to see some gaps in that zone.
13th turnover here on Central Plains up the floor. Weber, and will they call it travel? They will on Emerson. Not sure she really had control of the basketball right there, but nevertheless, turnover number 7 on Troy. Full court pressure being applied. Oilers trying to get it in. They get it in. Momentarily, ball is tied up, and a jump ball will stay. Central Plains basketball. We talked about the energy right now from this Trojan team.
Yeah, they just picked it up a notch. They're full court pressure now. They're just trying to
take Central Plains out of their game. Forcing a timeout by legendary head coach Pat Stiles. We'll take it with him. 30-second break, 23-20. Central Plains leading Troy, 4:29 to go in the third here on 103.9 KMZA.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at Nextech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
This is Kyle Edwards with JVN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Jacob Haas with you here courtside at United Wireless Arena out of the Central Plains timeout. Oilers trying to trigger it in, and it's taken away by Allison Grable. We're checking out Allie Franken. Franken with the basketball. Turnover on Central Plains. Here's a shot up by Harper Weststein, and she's fouled. Bob, she's going to the line for two. That's 14 turnovers on CP. When you're starting to see just Troy, they're turning things up a notch. Almost a little bit of, almost looks like a little frustration. Like they're a little angry right now. Weststein to the line for two. First one is good. 3 for 3 from the line now. Trying to get this Troy team within one. Back in the game, Grace Lash, the 5'6 senior. Replacing Addison Green, also back in for Central Plains, Izzy Hurley, as she replaces Emery Simpson. One more free throw here for Weststein. On the way, and good. 11 points in the game now for Harper, the leading scorer in girls' state basketball, all classes in the backcourt. Trouble here offensively. Soaking cannot find it. Help comes to the near sideline and barely gets across the timeline in time. Jump ball maybe coming here. And it's knocked out of bounds. Out of bounds. Turnover on Central Plains. How about this defense from Troy?
Yeah, they have absolutely started ratcheting up the pressure. And I'm a little surprised that Central Plains a little rattled right now.
4:07 to go in the third. It's 23-22. Central Plains clinging to a one-point lead. Gracie Grable to the right corner. It's Emerson Weber. Back to Gracie on the right wing. Looking for Harper. Cannot get it to her. Now Nicole Judd on the left wing. Nicole, one dribble. Right wing now. Gracie Grable, a three on the way. Off the rim, no. Rebound. Pop four and coming away with it. Strauss for Central Plains. Unable to get into the pressure defense that time were the Trojans, and Oilers able to cross the timeline with ease.
It seems like it's the first time Central Plains has been in the front court here for a little while.
Spinning on Weber. That's soaking. Now gets it off to Lamach. Into the game. Kick out three on the way by Season is no good. Rebound to Grable. That's Gracie for Troy. 3:20 to go here. Troy can reclaim the lead for the first time since it was 10-9. Franken in the corner. Driving baseline, and she took an extra step there. Travel number eight, or turnover number eight on Troy.
Good idea. I like the aggressiveness, but Allie Franken just took one extra step.
Another timeout here by Central Plains. 3:15 to go in the third. It's 23-22. Central Plains will step aside for 30 seconds. Back after this on the Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile.
If you got a construction job that needs to be done and done right, contact L&L Construction. Whether it's commercial, residential, remodeling, new construction, even metal buildings, no job is too large or too small. You name it, they can handle it. Locally owned and operated, L&L Construction has been turning your dreams into reality for over 20 years. For efficiency and cost effectiveness, inside or out, contact the folks in the red trucks. Call 913-367-3161 or check out their website, LNL Construction. Quality is our priority.
This is Kyle Edwards for Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Full court pressure being applied by the Trojans. Still in the backcourt, Central Plains. They've only got a handful of seconds to get it across, and they do with 1 second to spare. 3:05 to go in the third quarter. 23-22, Central Plains to the lead. Soken, baseline drive, trying to find somebody. Squirts out to LaMacha, left wing three, in and out. No, great box out there by Allie Franken to clear the board. Here comes Harper Weststein.
down the floor in the middle of the lane. Offensive foul will be called here on Westside.
Yeah, you can see that coming. Harper trying to be aggressive, which I love that. But Maggie Strauss, she was just standing there waiting. Harper trying to get to the rim, pretty much ran over her.
Be her first personal team's first here in the corner. Again, full court pressure being applied. Soaking with left-handed dribble, stopped in the backcourt, and a foul here on Harper. It's going to be her second. She's picked up two in the last 10 seconds.
Yeah, she's being a little aggressive, a little overly aggressive at times, but that's only two fouls.
This final 2:41 in the third, it feels like it's the fourth quarter right now.
Yeah, well, there's different energy right now on the court.
2:41 to go in the third, still a one-point lead for Central Plains. Triggering it in right in front of us is Soaking, and then gets it right back, crossing the timeline. Left to right, Central Plains. She switched her pivot foot, not caught there by the official. They'll swing it around the perimeter now as Lamach has it between the rings with a right-handed dribble guarded by Weber. Lamach, left elbow, outside. Three on the way by Simpson. It's short. Rebound ripped down by Gracie Grable. One thing you're seeing, Central Plains not hitting the outside shots as well.
Yeah, they're not afraid to shoot it, but they're not shooting at a real high percentage right now.
Nicole Judd on the left wing, tipped out of bounds. It'll stay. Troy basketball, 2:11 to go right in front of us here, Buzz. 23-22. Central Plains is led by as many as 8 in this game. Troy is led by as many as 1 back when it was 10-9. Frank in a trigger here on the near sideline. Gets it into Weststein right in front of us on the left wing. Dribbles with her right hand back to the top. Now left corner it comes, Gracie Grable. Dribbles with her right hand to the top of the key. Resets to Harper Weststein. Gets a screen. Now Weststein goes in the lane. Trying to kick it out, and a foul will be called here on Central Plains. Coach Stiles says, no way, no how. That foul called on Izzy Hurley, her second. So Weststein to trigger it in here underneath their own basket. 1:58 to go in the third. Gracie Grable, now Weber at the right elbow. Pass deflected out to Judd on the left wing. Trojans will reset offense here. Weber now to Judd in the corner. Back out to Emerson on the left wing. Top of the key, Gracie. Patience here by Troy. Judge, she'll fire a left corner three. That's an air ball. Short rebound to Strauss for Central Plains, and then instantly in full court pressure here by Weststein.
Yeah, Weststein, I'm kind of cringing here a little bit. Weststein's really being aggressive. You don't want to pick up that third foul here in the third quarter.
Right wing, head faking on a three and a travel here. That's going to be turnover number 16 on Central Plains with 1:23 to go in the third.
Well, I think the goal for Troy is to work what they're trying to do. They're really speeding Central Plains up. That started with full court pressure, speeding the game up, and once Central Plains breaks the full court pressure, they're still sped up in the half court.
Both these teams over 50 points a game. Troy averages 55. Central Plains averages 50, but both teams really great defensively. Troy allowing just 32 points a game. Central Plains allowing 34 points a game. So you really not see one team getting an edge here on the defensive side. Just a great balance game so far. Here's Franken, top of the key, over to Gracie Grable. Now left wing, it's Harper Weststein. Jab step, three on the way, in and out. Weber tries to get the rebound, but she can't. Picked up by Soaking, who's stuck in the backcourt, splits two defenders. Able to get ahead of steam now across the timeline. Here comes Soaking. Maybe extra step, entry pass down low, and a foul on Franken prior to the shot. That's going to be Allie's second. So Weststein with two, Franken with two, and Weber with two now for Troy.
It's actually a pretty good foul right there because otherwise it would have been a wide-open layup for Maggie Strauss.
Under a minute to go, third quarter. Score hasn't changed the last 2.5 minutes. 23-22 Central Plains. Oilers with the basketball, triggering it underneath their own basket. Backside here is a shot up by Simpson, no good, but she's fouled by Nicole Judd.
Good advance play that time from Central Plains. Kind of what you call the America's play. America's, I don't know if you heard
screen
that.
The screener.
Like screen the screener. Yep. Backside girl was open.
First free throw off the mark by Avon Simpson. Just a 55% foul shooter. This team not the greatest. They're at 60%. Second toss on the way. That one's no good as well. And then a jump ball possession will go to Troy on the rebound. Franken is tied up with Soaking. And you see Marilyn Soaking pretty much everywhere on the floor, Bob.
Yeah, watching film on her, she's always around the ball. She's got really good instincts. She doesn't stand around and watch a lot. She's pretty aggressive that way.
Trojans with the basketball, down by one. Here's a corner three from Weber. In and out. Rebound ripped down by Strauss. And then a rip through here by Sokin, able to break pressure. Gives it off to Lamache across the timeline. On the right wing, under 30 seconds to go. Coach Stiles probably going to hold for one here. 20 seconds to go in the quarter. It's 23-22 Central Plains. Great look there by Weber. She's hit a couple of them tonight. That one just couldn't drop. Now Weber tightly defending here, Sokin. Here's Lamatch. Ball poked away by Judd. Lamatch picks it up in the corner. Now it's Seamson. And throwing up a shot at the buzzer. No. Actually, take that back. Westside is able to get that rebound. That was 3 seconds still to go on the clock.
Student section might have won that.
They got that one. They even got me. But we're at the end of the third quarter. Central Plains 23, Troy 22. Do not go anywhere. Fourth quarter action. Winner moves on to the semifinals on Friday here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, Hiawatha.
How much do you really know about home and auto insurance? Probably not enough. That's why it's important to have an insurance agent you know and trust. Someone who has the backing of a trusted company. Chris Taylor with State Farm in Atchison is that person. Call 367-4015 for a free insurance review. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
DC Drug is your locally owned independent pharmacy and drugstore located in Troy and serving Doniphan County and surrounding area. Pharmacist Doug Heenick and staff are available from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. each weekday with friendly service. On Facebook and on Main Street in Troy, DC Drug is proud to be your local pharmacy.
Are you dreaming of a lush, green, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care has the solution with their six-step lawn chemical program. Serving Atchison, Doniphan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties, we tailor treatments to your needs. Choose all six rounds or customize your plan. Call now for a free estimate and ask about our prepaid discount. Transform your lawn into a paradise with Urban Lawn Care, where dreams grow green.
This is Kyle Edwards with JVN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Start of the fourth quarter, Central Plains with a one-point lead and the basketball. Top of the key, three on the way by Seamson. It's an air ball. It'll be Troy basketball here. Down by one, Jacob Boss courtside here at the United Wireless Arena. Kurt Kilman back in the studios. You're listening to The Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile, Giant Communications, and JBN Telephone Company, online at giantcomm.net. Let's reset your lineups here. Harper Westside in the corner with Allison Grable, Allie Frank, and Gracie Grable, Emerson Weber, presented by Sabetha Auto Parts, your Napa Auto Parts dealer in Sabetha. Westside, top of the key, fires a deep three on the way, off the back rim, no. Fikes gets her own rebound, and she steps on the end line. It'll be Central Plains basketball here. Harper pleading with the official, saying she pushed me out of bounds.
Yeah, it was a long three, long rebound. Harper was right on the sideline here. I thought she did get pushed, but she was standing on the sideline when it happened.
Oilers with the basketball in the backcourt right now, up by one. Here comes the pressure trap trying to be put in here by Allison Grable, but Lamatch gets it off to Sokin into the front court now. Lamatch on the left wing, dribbles with her right hand. Dribble handoff now to Seamson. Trying to get it to Strauss on the block. It'll be a jump ball possession for Troy. It's a turnover, number 17 now on Central Plains.
With Central Plains, they are trying to do everything to get a good look at the basket. That's the last two possessions they've ran set plays looking for a specific shot, and Troy's just not letting them do it.
Into the front court, corner now, Allie Franken. Left wing, Gracie Grable trying to get Harper on a screen into the corner, but unable to connect. Now Emerson Weber back to Gracie Grable. Left wing three on the way. Can they get it? They can't. Rebound ripped down though on the backside. Great job, Allison Grable. Weber, she'll fire from 15. That's short. Rebound ripped down by Central Plains. And nearly a travel. It's a turnover anyway. Weber into the front court. A lot of contact. No whistle. It'll be Troy basketball underneath their own basket. And Coach Jasper wants a timeout. 6:30 to go in this ball game. It's 23-22. Central Plains clinging to a one-point lead. We're back in 30 seconds to Dodge City here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Crittenden Home Care provides services to keep home an option for everyone. Highly skilled and trained caregivers provide in-home care and home health care while treating your family like their own. For more information, go to CrittendenHomeCare.com or call them at 913-303-2400 for a free in-home assessment. Crittenden Home Care, caring for you when it matters, where it matters.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
6:30 to go in this ballgame. Jacob Boz with you here in Dodge City. Kurt Kilman back at the studios. It's 23-22. Central Plains with the lead after a first quarter that Boz was 12-10. Central Plains. The defensive energy has skyrocketed these last three quarters now. There's a one-point lead for the Oilers.
Yeah, Troy's defense has been fantastic. They're doing exactly what they want to do. Now it boils down to just making some shots. Troy's got to start knocking some shots down.
Troy with the basketball. Franken getting hounded by Stokin. Gets it off to Westside on the right wing. Harper crosses over a defender. Needs some help. Finds Gracie Grable. Top of the key. Now Weber left wing. Emerson back to Gracie, and you told me just off air a second ago, this is a big-time possession here for the Trojans, and they need a bucket.
Yeah, I feel like it is. They've not been able to make anything the last several trips down the floor. It's important they get a bucket.
Cannot do that there with Frank in. A rebound ripped down by Central Plains. She had a great feed from Westside, but couldn't get it to drop. Under six to go. Here's Stokin going right lane line, kicks it out. Dribbling it across the midline was Hurley. High post flash here by Strauss. Kicks it out now on the right wing to Hurley. Central Plains moving left to right. Head faking on a three. That's LaMatch. Now right lane line drive. Shot miss. Rebound Strauss had it momentarily. Kicked out. Straight away three on the way by Hurley. That's too strong. Rebound Gracie Grable for the Trojans. And a foul will be called here on Central Plains. First team foul here in the quarter by the Oilers. And that's going to be called on Emery Seamson, her second personal.
Yeah, it feels like the last six, seven possessions, Troy's gotten really good looks at the basket. Just nothing's falling for him right now. Another big possession right here.
Kind of been trailing by one for the last,
yes.
Well, start of the quarter.
5:27 yeah. to go in this ball game. Troy with the basketball. Judd back in the game on the right wing to Franken. Top of the key, Judd now. The right wing, Gracie Grable. Harper Westside thought about a deep three. Now she'll take it. Deep three from Westside. Short rebound. Gracie Grable for the Trojans. Gracie needs some help. Top of the key, Weber. Emerson now in the corner to Judd. Down low to Westside. And we've got a foul here on Central Plains. Addison Green will pick up the personal. Team foul number two on Central Plains.
And it's Troy's. They're doing a lot of good things. Right now, they're doing a lot of stuff right. Just can't get the lead on the scoreboard.
Westine triggers it into Gracie. Now back to Harper, caught in the near corner. Now Gracie on the left wing. Stokin, tight defense on her, and now we've got an offensive foul here on Gracie Grable.
That's a little frustration foul. Gracie Grable and Marilyn Stokin kind of been going back and forth there a little bit, and typically it's always the reaction that gets the foul called. Gracie just a little frustrated.
Turnover on Troy, number nine, in this game. That's just the first personal on Gracie. In the backcourt, here's LaMatch. Judd trying to cut her off. She's able to break the timeline. Spins back to the middle of the floor between the rings now and Stokin. Stokin looks at Coach Stiles, who says, reset here. Stokin to the left wing. Addison Green guarded by Gracie. Stokin trying to post up Westside down low. Trying to get through two defenders. A great close out there by Troy. Top of the key, LaMatch, guarded by Judd. Going right lane line, kicks it in the corner. Head faking on a three was Green. Now she'll elevate, shot miss, rebound, Gracie Grable for Troy. Empty possessions for both teams extending back to the third quarter.
Yeah, you keep thinking about, okay, how many empty possessions is Troy going to have? I feel like they're just due for a basket.
Emerson Weber on the left wing, top of the key. Gracie Grable able to collect it. Now off to Judd, a right wing three on the way. Too strong. Rebound Harper Westside in the corner for the Trojans. Now Emerson. Gracie Grable dribbles into the lane. Free throw line jumper on the way. No. Rebound
tie-up, maybe? No. Ball ripped away by Sokin, and she's double-teamed in the backcourt. Still has the basketball to Sokin. 3:39 to go in this one. Wettstein picking up Sokin. Gets it off. LaMatch into the left wing and back to Sokin. It will slow things down once again. Still 23-22. Central Plains with the lead by one. Timeout, Coach Stiles. 3:25 to go in the ballgame. 23-22 Central Plains. We're back after this. As you're listening to the Road to Glory presented by Giant Mobile on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Mark Starr at GM Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GM Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GM Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Back here, United Wireless Arena. Jacob Bonds with you. Kurt back in the studio out of the Central Plains timeout. Here's Sokin driving left lane line. Dishes it off. Wide open. Layup is good. That's Maggie Strauss. Second time we've seen out of a timeout by Coach Stiles. An easy bucket for the Oilers. They're up by three now with 3:10 to go in the ballgame. Weber into the corner. Needs help. Finds Franken. Allie drives baseline. Elevates her shot too strong. Rebound fought for and a jump ball. Possession will go to Central Plains. Giant Communications, JB and Telephone Company, proud to present the Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile, online at giantcomm.net. 3:01 to go in this one. It's a three-point Oiler lead. That basket was the first basket made in the fourth quarter. Here's a near steal. Wettstein lets Sokin get past her and gets it across the timeline to Seamson. Now top of the key, LaMatch. You got Coach Stiles saying we want to run some motion here. Here's a drive and a shot missed by Grace LaMatch. She's going to be fouled here and go into the line for two. Coach Jasper going to take a timeout. He's got three remaining. He'll take one right here as that foul is on Gracie Grable. We'll step aside. It's 25 now to 22 Central Plains. 2:48 to go in the ballgame. Two free throws coming up when we come back here to Dodge City on 1A Division I Girls State Basketball on 103.9 KNZA.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling, Market President at Bank of Blue Valley for Hiawatha and Sabetha. Our story started decades ago and continues because of you, our customers, our communities, our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. Get started today by visiting bankbv.com. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Back here at United Wireless Arena, once again, it's Jacob Boz here, Kurt Kilman back in studio. Great game here in the 3-6 matchup. Troy Trojans trailing the 6-seed Central Plains Oilers 25-22. Out of the Coach Jasper timeout, two free throws here for Grace LaMatch. 50% foul shooter on the season, 76-113. First free throw is missed by the Oilers senior. Boz mentioned it with about six minutes to go in the game that Troy really needed to get a bucket. Have not been able to score here, and this free throw misses everything. It'll be Troy basketball. Bob still only down by three with 2:48 to go.
No, I mean, you're still fine. The frustrating part is when your defense is playing so good and you're holding the other team scoreless, but you just can't get anything on the offensive end.
Emerson Weber into the corner. Right corner it is. Looking down low for Westside. Can't get it through. Now Judd on the right wing. 2:30 to go on this one. Harper with a left-handed dribble. Now between her legs. Left wing. Gracie Grable. Thought about a three. Looking for Harper. Can't find her. Into the near side it comes Allie Franken. Now to Westside on the left wing. Harper driving into the lane. Right lane line drive. Around two defenders. She's fouled and will go to the line for two. And that's what we want to see more from Harper Westside. Able to dissect the defense by split two defenders and go to the line for two.
Yeah, and it's obviously easy from where we're sitting.
Yes.
Saying, man, she should be doing that more. But every time she puts the ball on the floor and starts to attack, she gets the help side defense from the box in the zone, the box and one.
First free throw is made by Wettstein. And that's one thing, again, Oilers have missed four straight free throws here down the stretch. Second one from Wettstein is good. Whereas Troy, they only missed one all game. 25-24, 2:15 to go in this one. The Trojan faithful come to their feet. Big defensive possession here for the Trojans. It's a five-out set for Central Plains. Into the corner, baseline drive, Seamson, top of the key to Sunken, and a pass that hits the deck, turnover. Number 18 now on Central Plains, and the Trojans can take the lead with a bucket here. 1:50 to go. Gracie Grable, left wing three on the way. Ooh, off the mark. Tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with the Trojans.
Oh, they had so many good looks from behind the arc. Every time the shot goes up, I'm holding my breath. Like,
yeah.
One of these has got to fall.
It looked good, too. Shooter shoot. Westside to trigger it in. 1:43 to go in this ball game. Weber. Now Gracie Grable, top of the key. Right-handed dribble. Needs some help. Judd pops out on the right corner. Looking for Weber down low. Can't get it to her. Picks up her dribble. Now out to Gracie Grable. 1:30 to go. Weber. She's got a wide open corner three. It's good! Emerson Weber, her third triple of the game, gives the Trojans a two-point lead.
It was, they hadn't made a bucket for quite some time, and now the Troy crowd on their feet, the first lead in a long time.
1:10 to go in this ball game. Entry pass down low, deflected. Ball on the end line. Turnover on the Oilers. 19 turnovers in the game. Timeout Central Plains. 1:08 to go in this ball game. Troy 27, Central Plains 25. We're back in 30 seconds to Dodge City here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
1:08 to go in this ball game. Jake and Boz with you. Kurt back at the studio. And a big-time three from senior Emerson Weber gives the Trojans a 25 lead with just a minute 8 to go. And then on the other end, Central Plains turn the basketball over. It'll be full court pressure here by Central Plains. Troy with the basketball, Boz.
Yeah, full court pressure key right here. Got to get it inbounds. Once you get it inbounds, then I think Central Plains may try to foul because they've got a bunch of team fouls to give.
Franken to trigger it in. Looking for some help. Gets it into Westside. Harper with the left-handed dribble now. Breaks the timeline. Into the front court. 1 minute to go, and here's going to be an offensive foul on Emerson Weber. And we've got Sokin was the one that was barreling through the screen attempt by Emerson Weber. That's going to be her third. And that'll be a turnover on the Trojans here. That's number 10. And that's three team fouls now on Troy, three on Central Plains. Boz, 60 seconds. We're now under a minute to go in this game.
Yeah, defense right here. So Troy's got to get a stop.
And a turnover on Central Plains.
taken away by Wettstein. 20th turnover in the game and a foul by Central Plains. Wettstein has the basketball. One more foul will send Troy to the free throw line.
Well, Coach Jasper, he's about 6 feet out onto the court right now talking to his teammates, but officials wanted to. They could make that interesting if we gave him a tee.
Franken will trigger it in right in front of us on the sideline. 50 seconds to go, still in the backcourt. Alley trying to trigger it in, able to get it into Wettstein in the backcourt. 50 seconds, clock moving here. 2-point lead for Troy. Trap comes, Wettstein able to dribble around it. Now she's caught, finds Judd in the middle of the ring. Nicole with the basketball, gets it back to Wettstein. 38 seconds to go, and Sokin has to foul Harper Wettstein, and she will have two free throws coming up here. 38 seconds to go, 27-25 Trojans with the lead by two. Boz, I can't stay seated any longer, and I'm waiting for an official from the site to come tell me to sit down. Wettstein, first free throw. It's nothing but nylon. She's now 7-for-7 on the night from the stripe. There's no broadcaster jinx, Boz.
I can't believe you just said that. I was waiting for her to miss it. You don't say that.
8-for-8 from the line. We're good on spot breaks. We thank our state sponsors. We're not going anywhere. We're keeping this one right here. Timeout on the floor. 29-25, Troy leading Central Plains with 38.7 seconds to go. Four straight free throws by the Trojans. I take that back. Four made free throws by Wettstein here in the second half. But let's go back to that three-pointer by Emerson Weber. In the corner, Boz, nobody looked at her, and she's already made two in this ball game. She was a lone wolf, wide open, and able to bury it to give the Trojans a lead. Now they're trying to keep that lead with 38 seconds to go.
Well, all game long, Troy's been getting really good looks from behind the arc. They just haven't been falling. And we kept saying, one of these is going to drop at some point. And Emerson Weber had her feet set, great kick-out pass. She lined it up, knocked it down, and then the turnover, the fouls, the free throws by Harper Wettstein. Big thing right now, if you're Troy, you got some team fouls. There's three team fouls for Troy, so they got one to give. You can bleed a little time off the clock, give a foul if you think that's what you want to do if you're Coach Jasper.
38 seconds left, Troy. Their defense is what's got them to this state tournament. Their defense is what's keeping them in this game right now and what has them with that lead. They've got full court pressure being applied right now. In the backcourt, and a double dribble will be called right in front of us, Buzz. 21 turnovers now on Central Plains. It'll be Troy basketball with 36 seconds to go.
Yeah, they got to take care of the ball right here. It seems like a simple thing, just getting the ball inbounds, but Central Plains all over, face guarding everywhere.
Franken to trigger it in. Needs some help. Gets it to Wettstein in the backcourt. Harper, with 34 seconds to go, gets fouled by Sokin. It will go back to the charity stripe for two.
Boy, just keep fouling Harper Wettstein. Just keep putting her to the line.
First one is good. Can hear a pin drop in here, Boz.
Yeah, got awfully quiet.
That one's good as well. Wettstein is 10-for-10 from the line. The 6-point lead for the Trojans. Still pressure in the backcourt and a foul on Nicole Judd. 30 seconds to go. They had one foul to give.
Now Coach Jasper is telling them, hey, we can't foul anymore. They're still in full court pressure. I'd maybe back that up just a little bit.
Allie Franken is in the back, and Coach Rogers tells her to stay back. Oilers try to trigger it in. They get it into Sokin. Wettstein guarding her in the backcourt. Sokin still in the backcourt. They're just slowing them down. It took 8 seconds to get it across the timeline. 20 seconds to go. Trojans lead is 6. Sokin with the dribble. Needs some help. Gets it off. Seamson. She'll fire from 15. That's too strong. Rebound. Wettstein. 10 seconds to go, and she's fouled. And Troy with a 31-25 lead. Wettstein going to the line for two free throws. This could be a three-possession game with one free throw made.
Yeah, you make both these free throws, just back off and don't foul. You don't want to foul if you're Troy, but they're not going to make this up.
Wettstein to the line, 4-2. And it's a three-possession game. Now 11-for-11 from the free throw line.
how quickly things can change. About 2 minutes ago, Troy was down by three.
Yep. Second toss. How about 12 for 12? Timeout, Troy. 33-25 with 10 seconds to go. And the Trojans will take a timeout. Coach Jasper, look at him right there. Kurt, we're keeping this one here. He's telling his girls, eyes up here, no fouls right now.
Yeah, you don't want to foul. You don't want to put him at the line. Really just try to make it difficult for him. Let him put up a shot. Go get a rebound. If it happens to go in, just get the ball down. There's only 10 seconds left. You're up by eight. No need to do anything crazy here.
Final from Manhattan. Valley Falls boys win it 58-54. Justin Fluke on the call for that one. The boys from Valley moving on in the NEKL. This girls team from the NEKL, a Troy Trojan team that went from the TVL to the NEKL this year. Coach Jasper said, listen, we still feel like a TVL team, but we're proud to represent the NEKL. Out of the timeout. Full court pressure being applied in the backcourt at the Oilers basketball. 8 seconds to go.
Let
them
go.
6 seconds. 5 seconds. Troy's going to win this ball game. Sokin fires up a three. Doesn't go in. And that's going to do it. Troy mounts the comeback. They win 33-25. Your final score. We got the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show.
Napa Auto Parts in Troy is now owned by Matt Cluck and proud to support Doniphan County. They have added lots of new inventory and currently have their annual filter sale going on through this Saturday. Come see all that's new at Napa Auto Parts in Troy. Good luck to the local teams at state.
Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar is open 7 days a week in Highland, offering daily lunch specials and happy hour. Kirkwood also hosts small groups and parties and can cater. The perfect place for great food and drinks together with family and friends. Kirkwood & Co. Sports Bar in Highland.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
John's Supermarket is Troy's oldest food store and is a proud supporter of the Troy community and student athletes. For all your grocery needs and fresh cut meat, stop by John's Supermarket, open 7 days a week in Troy.
Highland Hardware, for all your supplies you'll need for household projects, repairs and maintenance, tools, workwear, and more. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, stop in today. Get helpful advice and all the supplies you need at Highland Hardware on Main Street in Highland.
Grain Belt Insurance in Troy is an independent agency providing auto, home, business, as well as farm and crop insurance. At Grain Belt, they pride themselves on attention to detail, personalized service, and finding the best value for their customers. Give them an opportunity, and you'll see why so many are making the switch to Grain Belt Insurance. Located at 117 South Main Street in Troy. Call 785-985-2131 or find out more online at grainbeltinsurance.com.
An IRA is an investment in your future. The time to prepare for your retirement is now. Hi, this is Mick from Citizens State Bank. The key to building a substantial retirement income from an IRA is starting early. When you save long-term, your money will grow with the interest earned over time. Opening an IRA 1 year earlier can make a huge difference. Come visit Citizens Trust Department and see Eric or Lori to get started with your IRA today. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Back here at the United Wireless Arena one final time here from Dodge City before we send you out to Hutchinson for the Silver Lake Girls 3A quarterfinal matchup coming up here in just a little bit. Jacob Oz with you as Kurt Kilman back in the studio. But what a game we just took in here. Troy, the Trojans, coming in with a historic record, a historic season, led by a historic player in Harper Wettstein, leading all classes in scoring. They struggled to score today. 10 points in the first quarter, but they had 12 combined between the second and third quarter in about 5.5 minutes of the fourth quarter. But down 23-22, Troy able to mount a miraculous comeback in the final 2.5 minutes to win this ball game. Not only win it, but win it by six. Win it in a way that they like to play. Win it on the defensive side of the basketball. And the Troy Trojans win and advance to the semifinal game at 2 o'clock on Friday, as they will face off against a familiar opponent from the Twin Valley League, the Centralia Panthers. But a game, Boz, where we continually said they're getting good shots, they're just not falling. But when they needed it the most, Emerson Weber hits a corner three to give the lead to Troy, and they did not look back.
And this is one of those games you won't forget for a while, because you felt like Troy was doing everything right.
Yeah.
Like, why are we not ahead in this game? Why is the score not bigger in our favor? But here's the thing. They hung in there. Their defense was phenomenal. They got after it. They held Central Plains, a team that averages 50-some points a game, held them to 25 points in this game. They forced 21 turnovers. When your defense is playing good like that and your offense is struggling, you're never out of the game. And this is what happens. You give yourself opportunities when you're not shooting the ball. Well, Troy was 20% from the field. Coach Jasper just jumped on here, so I don't even know if he knows that. But the shots just weren't falling.
I did see it, yeah.
Okay, all right.
We're in the postgame show presented by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Whether you're buying or selling, trust the best in the business. We'll get our final statistics presented by the Optimized Tax Management Group in a minute. Coach, what a win. What a feeling. What was that celebration like?
It was fun. It was excited. I was hard on the girls during the game. We didn't play well. Defensively, we didn't play well early either. We gave up the 2 corner threes. We let 33, their best player, get in the paint on us, get some layups. I don't know if they had 10 at the end of the first quarter score. They got a bunch. And then the rest, especially after halftime, we locked in defensively. And then the big change to go full court man, I think, probably won it for us. We're not a good man-to-man team, but they didn't like the pressure either. They didn't like the pressure. I thought the change to full court man was good. And then back to the trap late. And then we finally got the ball in our best player's hands to make the free throws down the stretch. But what about Emerson Weber?
Oh, man.
Yeah. Was that shot to take the lead over there in the corner down 24-25? Bang or three? I think she hit two in the first half.
Yes.
She has stepped up so much in the sub-state and now the first round of state, because nobody else is getting it done, guys. And they know that. I mean, the Gracie Grables, the Allie Frankens, and the Cole Jets, Allison Grables, they know they didn't make any shots. They weren't trying to miss them, but, man, it was just tough. And they surprised us with the junk, obviously. I didn't think he would junk it. I thought he'd play his 2-3 matchup zone. We were prepared for it. And we don't have a lot of great stuff against junk, but we know Centralia won't junk us. They'll play a straight man. So it'll be an easier scout because we know them so well. And we got a whole day off down here in Dodge Stadium all Thursday. I don't know what I'm going to do, guys.
You're going to relax. Take a deep breath and relax. Talk about your defense. They weren't great maybe in the first quarter, so listen to these numbers here. 12 points you allowed in the first quarter. Not happy with that.
No.
From that point on, your team allowed 13 points.
Yeah, that's amazing because they're not a bad team. That 33 is a great player, and they've got formidable shooters around her.
Yes.
Now, they didn't shoot the ball great probably either after that first quarter, but they got it inside to their post a couple times, I thought.
Yeah.
But I thought our defense was great, and for the most time, we held them to one miss and got that defensive rebound, didn't give them second chances. So that was key also. But
how about the fact, too, Coach, that this team, they forced 22 turnovers a game, and you guys handled their pressure so well. You guys had 10.
10 turnovers. That's great. I think you guys said we only had 9 or 10 against Rock Hills also.
Yeah.
So doing a great job of taking care of the ball, just having a hard time executing and making shots. And, you know, some people make shots that'll loosen up that junk. But, we got the win. I didn't even know what plays to call. Guys, we were just trying to move around and play off of Harper. And thankfully, Emerson Weber came through with some big shots. And thankfully, Harper showed up at the end also.
Yeah.
She had a hard time. And I thought she could have been more aggressive. I thought they gave her some space. She missed a few threes, but, you know, we'll be back again.
How about 12 for 12 for the line for Harper Westside tonight?
Man.
Pretty perfect. 13-14 as a team. Coach, we've got to jump because we got another game coming up from Hutch here in just a little bit. And I know you want to go celebrate with your team. So congratulations, and we'll see you here on Friday.
Thanks for being here, guys. Friday will be a big one for you guys. I hope we can keep the damn thing under 30. There we go.
All right, Coach Derek Jasper, so gracious enough to join us. And you can just tell he's jazzed up, man. He's excited.
Absolutely.
He should be. He's been here 28 years. And both of the state tournament appearances for Troy has been with him at the helm. It's got to feel good to get that win here today.
Oh, it's hard to describe, but, you know, there's so much nerves involved. And the thing is, you worked so hard all season long. Troy's had a fantastic season. But a lot of times they're not going to remember how good your season was. It's what you did when you got the state tournament. So it's tough to come in here and potentially lose that first game. It stings so bad. So getting this first win, guaranteed two more days. It's huge. And now maybe the girls relax a little bit, get a little confidence.
Yeah,
maybe they shoot the ball a little better. You never know. You just got to get past the first game.
All right, we got to get to our final statistic here tonight, presented by Optimized Tax Management Group, member firms Holton Tax Service with Mike Tank and Kay Ondler, Michelle Callison, as well as NDK Tax Services with Jacob Yanks and Courtney Brockoff. Those are our final statistics here tonight.
Yeah, there's just a few things that really jump off the page at me, and we talked about them a little bit. Troy forced 21 turnovers against a guard-oriented team. That's insane. Typically, those teams handle the ball much better. They respond to pressure a little bit better. But Troy was just all over them, never let them breathe throughout the game. So forcing 21 turnovers was big. Troy only had 12 on the night. The shooting percentage is crazy to me. Troy, for the game, was 8 of 40 from the field, 20%. They were 16% beyond the arc. But here's the difference. We talk about defense and holding opponents down. I think this was a big difference. 93% from the foul line.
Yep.
As a team. That game is not that close if you're not shooting free throws well.
Sure.
Leading up to that point, and then Harper Westside able to ice that. Defense was ridiculous the second half of the game. Well, really, second quarter on. They only allowed 13 points the entire game after the first quarter.
That's impressive. Again, it's the team that prides themselves on defense. Boz, it showed up here tonight in this quarterfinal matchup as traditional powers and Central Plains, they get knocked off. They're the sixth seed, but they were higher ranked in the state. They were the fifth ranked team. And the sixth ranked team, third seeded Troy Trojans, are victorious by a final of 31-25, able to flip that switch at the end. And again, you saw it from the jump. This Central Plains team did not like pressure. It did not like how Troy was up in their face. And Troy, just relentless with that on-the-ball pressure.
Yeah, they finally were able to speed up the game, I think, and get it to the tempo that they wanted. And Coach Jasper talked about that full-court man-to-man pressure. That was the turning point. I think that's when Central Plains got sped up, and that led to a pretty poor shooting percentage for them in the second half.
Well, I thought we were having to jump because the game at 6, but it's actually at 8 o'clock in Silver Lake. And so, for Silver Lake and Hutchinson. So we're still going to wrap things up here on the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show. Boz, I got to get you to tell me who is our Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha, player to bank on here tonight.
We're going with players to bank on.
All right.
I had to do it, Sharon. Here's the thing tonight. Two, I mean, everybody played fantastic for Troy, but you cannot ignore Harper Westside. 19 points in the ballgame, 12 for 12 from the free throw line. That's unheard of, that kind of pressure, but she iced the game with the free throws. But I'm going to give the co-player of the game to Everson Weber.
Have to.
I mean, how do you – that takes some big-time guts to step up in that situation and knock down a three. She did it. Gave her team the first lead since early in the ball game. She's got to be a co-player of the game with that confidence stepping into that shot.
Calm, cool, and collected. This Trojan team again. Central Plains averaged forcing 22 turnovers a game. Troy, I misspoke. I said 10, but 12 turnovers in that ball game for Troy. An average of 3 a quarter. You don't hear that very often in high school girls basketball.
Well, that when I was coaching, that was my deal. If you keep your opponent under 15, if your turnovers are less than 15, you're always giving yourself a chance to be in the game, potentially win a game. If you're forcing your opponents to 21 turnovers, then it's even better. You shoot the free throws 13 of 14, okay? You win the turnover battle, and your opponent goes 0 for 4 from the line. I don't care how bad of a shooting night you got, you're going to win ball games when you're able to play like that. And the Trojans did that. We're grateful for a great game, and we're happy for Coach Jasper, the Troy community, and these kids. They will be moving on to Friday at 2 o'clock. We'll have that game. I don't know exactly what station it will be on yet. You got to check out MSCSports.net to keep in the loop on that. It will be either on right here on 103.9. It could be on 92.1. It could be on both. It all depends on how things shake up the rest of the day today and tomorrow. But regardless, we've got a Northeast Kansas battle for a spot in a title game here in 1A Division I. For my studio producers, Seth Tholefson and Kurt Kilman back at the Kansasland Studios, my partner Chris Boswell, this is Jake saying so long from Dodge City. Once again, your final score, Troy 31, Central Plains 25. The Trojans move on here in the state tournament as you're listening to the Giant Communications JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory presented by Giant Mobile. Tip-off for Silver Lake girls from Hutchinson at the 3A Girls State Tournament will be around 8 o'clock, a little bit later on tonight, right here on 103.9 FM. Thanks so much for tuning in. Good night, everybody.